Be'ezras Hashem, Beli Neder, let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Yud Ches. We left off on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis by the words Toshma. The Gemara is still challenging the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about how much Schach Pasel disqualifies the Sukkah in the middle of the Sukkah. Is it for Tfachim or for Amos? So the Gemara now is going to ask from a Braisa against the opinions that hold that Schach Pasel disqualifies in 4 Tfachim. Says the Gemara, Toshma, come and hear a proof to this issue. Sichicha ben Asarim Shalerit Sheish ben Arba Divrei Akol Psula. If you use Schach with boards of a cedar tree that are more than 4 Tfachim wide, everyone agrees it's Pasel. Ein Bahem Arba. However, if it's more than 3 Tfachim wide, but less than 4, Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Meir disqualifies the boards, and Rabbi Yehuda says they are kosher. By the way, I didn't mention this the first time we learned this, but this is the famous machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda all over Shas, whether or not we're worried about the minority opinion. Chayshinan lemiyuta. In general, in Shas, Rabbi Meir is choshish lemiyuta. He's worried even for the minor, even for the small amount. So in this case, most people, when they make their houses, make their ceilings out of 4 tefach boards. Some people make it out of 3 tefach boards. So usually we say, if it's just some people, who cares what some people do? But over here, Rabbi Meir is choshish lemiyuta. So that's why he disqualifies even a sukkah made out of 3 tefach wide boards. So ein b'am arba, Rabbi Meir posel. If it's between 3 and 4, Rabbi Meir disqualifies. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Umoda Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir admits to Rabbi Yehuda, even the ones that are 4 tefachim wide, shem yesh b'neser l'neser kimlo neser sheminich psal b'neihem ukshera. Even Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that if you use 4 tefach wide boards, but that's not the whole schach. You have a 4 tefach wide board and then 4 tefachim of kosher schach. Then 4 tefachim wide board and 4 tefachim of kosher schach, that would be kosher. Everyone agrees to that. So the Gemara says this brisa is a clear proof that 4 tefachim wide of schach pasel does not disqualify your sukkah, says the Gemara. So this brisa makes sense if you hold that the amount of schach pasel that disqualifies your sukkah is 4 amos of schach pasel. So then you could entertain the possibility that having a bunch of these 4 tefachim wide boards could actually be kosher. Mishum hachi ksheira. That's why the sukkah is kosher if it has a bunch of 4 tefach wide boards. El lamando amar be'emsa ba'arba. If you tell me that in the middle of the sukkah, 4 tefachim of schach pasel disqualifies your whole sukkah, so each board is 4 tefachim wide and each board is pasel, so it should disqualify your sukkah even if you have the same amount of schach pasel and schach kosher. You have 4 tefachim of pasel, 4 tefachim of kosher, 4 tefachim of pasel, 4 tefachim of kosher. It should disqualify the sukkah. Amai kshera, so why is the sukkah kosher? Answers the Gemara a brilliant answer. An unbelievably brilliant answer. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei of Yeshua. Hacha b'sukkah del havi ela shmonim b'tzumtzal masaskinan. You know what this Bryce is talking about? We actually had this answer before. You know where we're talking about where you have 4 tefach boards of schach kosher and 4 tefach boards of schach pasel lined up next to each other? How is it going to be good? Even if you hold that 4 tefachim of schach pasel makes the sukkah pasel, if it's in the middle, how could you make those two things agree with each other? Says the Gemara, a brilliant answer. What's the brilliant answer? First, I'm going to read it, then I'm going to explain it. I'm going to be sure. Hacha b'sukkah d'lavi al l'shmona mitzumtzal masaskinan. We're talking about a sukkah that is exactly 8 amos wide. The schach is exactly 8 amos. Now, 8 amos, just to make it easy to figure out, is 48 tefachim. Each amos is 6 tefachim. 8 amos is 48 tefachim. So the way this works is like this. Watch this. It goes like this. Yahiv neser upsal, v'neser upsal, v'neser upsal mehaigisa, on one side. V'neser upsal, v'neser upsal, v'neser upsal mehaigisa. And a board and kosher schach, and a board and kosher schach, and a board and kosher schach on each of the two sides. Says the Gemara, an unbelievable answer. Watch. It goes like this. You have 48 tefachim wide. Your whole sukkah is exactly 8 amos. 4 amos on one side, 4 amos on the other side, and which is 48 tefachim. So you have 24 tefachim on one side and 24 tefachim on the other side. Watch how this is going to work. Start from the two ends. A 4 tefach board, then 4 tefachim of kasher schach, then a 4 tefach board, then 4 tefachim of kasher schach, then 4 tefachim of board, and 4 tefachim of kasher schach. Oh. So the 4 tefachim boards, all 3 of them, are within 4 amos of either side, right? The whole sukkah is only 8 amos. So all the 4 tefachim boards, if you start from the end, are all within 4 amos of either side. If they're all within 4 amos of either side, so they're kosher. Why they're kosher? Because of Dofen Akuma. Because even Schach Pasa within the 4 amos of the side is Dofen Akuma. And what are you left with in the middle? 8 tefachim of kosher Schach. So you have 8 tefachim of kosher Schach in the middle. Again, remember, you had a 4 board, 4 kosher. 4 board, 4 kosher. 4 board, 4 kosher. So now you have 8 tefachim of kosher Schach in the middle. Says the Gemara, says Rav Huna Berido of Yeshua, that's how you can have 4 tefachim boards, even though a 4 tefach board disqualifies the sukkah. Because if the 4 tefachim boards are within 4 amos of the two sides, it's Dofen Akuma. So it doesn't disqualify the sukkah. And what do you have in the middle? You have 8 tefachim of kosher schach. Gevaldik, your sukkah is kosher. That's how the Braisa could say that your sukkah is kosher, even if you're using 4 tefach boards, which is schach pasal. 4 tefachim boards is schach pasal. And anytime you have a 4 tefach board in the middle, usually it disqualifies. But if it's within 4 amos of either side, then it's going to be kosher because of Dofen Akuma. If you didn't understand what I just said it 2 or 3 times in a row. If you didn't understand it, just play the recording over again and hopefully, Bez Hashem, you'll understand it. Okay, let's continue. Amar Abai. So Abai says, Mdaik from the Mishnah that we had in yesterday's daf, I should have said good morning, Shlomo David, Mordechai, Tovia, Dr. Pike, Avi, and Reb Zalman. So, Amar Abai, Avir Shlosha Besuka Gedola, Umiato, Bein Bekonim, Bein Beshvudin, Havi Miut, says the Gemara. We learned earlier, Rabosai, that airspace disqualifies a sukkah. 3 tefachim of airspace disqualifies a sukkah. When it comes to Schach Pasel Tzmach Lokes, Rav says 4 tefachim disqualify the sukkah, and Shmuel says 4 amos. Disqualify the sukkah in the middle. But airspace is 3 tefachim. Says the Gemara, what seems to be obvious, let's say you have 3 tefachim of airspace in the middle of your sukkah. Okay, so your sukkah is pasal. It's pasal now. 3 tefachim of airspace. So how do you get rid of the airspace? You could do one of two things. Either you could put some schach kosher in there, or you could even put some schach pasal in there. Because if you put a little bit of schach, let's say you put 1 tefach of schach pasal, that also fixes your sukkah because you no longer have 3 tefachim of airspace. So the Gemara says, whether you use schach kosher or schach pasal, either one will render the sukkah kosher. B'sukkah kitana, however, if your sukkah is exactly 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, then you have to use schach kosher to get rid of the airspace. Because if you use schach pasal, at the end of the day, you don't have 7 tefachim of kosher or schach. So if you have 2.5 tefachim of airspace, we'll say lavud, and you'll close the whole thing over, and then it'll be fine. But if you have 3 tefachim of airspace, and you fill that with 1 tefach of schach pasal, so what are you going to do? You're going to say lavud? No, because if it's more than 3, you're not going to say lavud. Ah, you have schach pasal, but the schach pasal doesn't count. It doesn't help you in terms of having enough kosher schach. So the Gemara says, b'sukkah k'tana, then b'konam havimiyah. Then the only way to get rid of the airspace is with kosher schach. But bishipudin, but with metal slats, lo have miut. That does not fix the sukkah, because at the end of the day, you still don't have enough schach kosher. Says the Gemara, v'hani mili minatzad. That's only if the airspace is on the side. If the airspace is on the side, you can get rid of the airspace either with kosher schach or with pasul schach. If it's exactly 7 by 7, then you have to use kosher schach. That's all from the side. What about airspace in the middle of a sukkah? if you have 2.9 tvachim of airspace in the middle of the sukkah? So you'll tell me for sure it's kasher. What's the shali? You say lavud. Says the Gemara, no. There's one opinion that says you don't say lavud in the middle of the schach. You only say lavud bringing the schach over to the wall. But you don't say lavud in the middle of the schach. What in the world is the reason for that? Let's see. Says the Gemara. V'hani mili minatzad aval be'emtza pligi baravacha v'ravina. If you have three tvachim of airspace, that's a machlokas between Rav Acha and Ravina. Do three tvachim of airspace disqualify? I'm sorry, I should say it like this. If you have 2.9 tvachim of airspace in the middle of the sukkah, is that kasher or is that pasul? If you have 2.9, so you'll say, what do you mean? It's lavud, for sure it's kasher. Says Gemara, no. Maybe lavud only is a svara that brings the wall to the schach. But so if you have airspace 2.9 tvachim on the side, you'll bring the wall to the schach. But airspace of 2.9 tvachim in the middle of the schach, maybe we wouldn't say lavud. What in the world is the difference? Of course. Why wouldn't you say lavud? Says the Gemara, pli baravacha v'ravina. Chad omar yesh lavud be'emtza, v'chad omar ein lavud be'emtza. One opinion says, 2.9 tvachim of airspace in the middle of the sukkah, you would say lavud to be mashed the sukkah. And the other opinion says, no, we don't say lavud, and therefore even 2.9 tvachim of airspace in the middle of the schach would disqualify the sukkah. Why not? So first let's read the Gemara, and then I'll tell you the Ran and the Aruch Laner. Says the Gemara, my time in demand, Omar, yesh lavud be'emsa. What's the logic of the opinion that says that you do say the svara of lavud, that if it's within three tvachim, you would say the svara of lavud? We learn it out from the dinim of Korah in a mavoi, a little review of Erevin. Says the Gemara, Desani learned in a brisa, Korah hayotzi mikol sezev eino nugas b'kos alacher, v'chein shtei korah sachas yotzi mikol sezev achas yotzi mikos alacher. Remember the dinim of a korah rabosa, you have a mavoi, an alley that's enclosed on three sides. So on the fourth side, the way you're allowed to carry in it is you need a korah. What's a korah? You take a one tefach wide beam and you put it across the entire fourth side. Let's say it gets to within three tvachim of the other side, but it doesn't go all the way. No problem. Lavud, we know the din of lavud applies. Let's say you have a half a korah coming out of one side, half a korah coming out of the other side, and they're 2.9 tvachim away from each other. Do you say lavud? Says the Gemara. Achas acher, v'eina nugo zu bezu, they don't reach each other. Pachos mishlosh, as long as they're three tvachim away. Eino tzarech lavi korah acheres. Shlosh tzarech lavi korah acheres. So we learned in a brisa that we say lavud in the middle of the korah. Says the Gemara, just like you say lavud in the middle of the korah, it stands to reason that you should say lavud in the middle of your sukkah. So that's the logic of the opinion that says you do say lavud. It's not the logic, that's the source. By the way, the Ritva writes, whenever you have a machlokas between Ravina and Rav Acha in all of Shas, Ravina is always the lenient opinion. That's a Gemara in Meseches Chulin. Chulin Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, whenever there's a machlokas Ravina and Rav Acha in all of Shas, Ravina is always the lenient one. So that means Ravina is the one who holds that we would say lavud, 2.9 tvachim in the middle of the schach, and Rav Acha is the one who says we would not say lavud. Fine. So here's your source. From the din of Korah, v'idach, what is the opinion that says you don't say lavud Rav Acha? What would he say? Shani Korah to Rabbanan. No. You can't bring a raya from a Korah that's being matir or mavoi she'eno mafulash. That if you have a Korah that comes from two sides and it doesn't hit and it's within three tefachim, there we'd say lavud. That's a din de Rabbanan. You're allowed to carry in a mavoi midoraisa. Only din de Rabbanan, the rabbis required you to make a Korah. But a sukkah is a din doraisa. So just because you're going to say lavud in the middle of the mavo, in the middle of the korah by adin derabanan, doesn't mean you're going to say lavud by adin doraisa. Shiny korah is the rabbanan. My time of the mandama in lavud b'emtza. What's the source of the one who says that you don't say lavud in the middle? This now we learned in the Mishnah in Olos. Arba'a shebabayis. I'm sorry. Aruba shebabayis. If you have a skylight, an open window, a skylight in the middle of the house. Not like modern day skylights where there's glass. It's open. It's wide open. You have a skylight in the middle of the house. It's wide open. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make a difference whether the skylight is one tefach by one tefach or it's a half a tefach by a half a tefach. The laws, at least what we're going to quote here, are exactly the same. Namely, what? Arubish b'shababayis uba poseach tefach. If it has a tefach by a tefach, tuma b'bayis kulo tummy. If you have a dead body in the house, all the kelim in the house are tummy. However, masha keneged aruba tar. However, if you have a small little cup that's right directly underneath the skylight, it's tahar, because it's not in the house. It's got no roof over it. It goes straight up to the ceiling. It's not makabel tuma from oil, because it's not in the oil. It's got no roof. Tuma keneged aruba. Similarly, if you have a bone the size of a barley, which we said etzem kiseora from a dead body is metame ba'oel, but if that bone is directly under the skylight, it does not convey tuma to the rest of the house, because the bone ain't in the house. The bone is under the skylight. So tuma keneged aruba kol habayis kulo tahar. Ein ba'aruba poseach tefach. Even if the skylight is less than a tefach by a tefach, the same halacha applies. Tuma ba'bayis keneged aruba tar. If there's a dead body in the house and there's a kli underneath the skylight, say a small needle, underneath the half a tefach by half a tefach skylight, it's tahar. The needle is tahar. Tuma keneged aruba, if it's a tuma the size of a bone, like a barley kernel, kol habayis kulo tahar, all the kelim in the house are tahar, because the bone is not under a roof. So you see from here, what do you see from here? That you don't say lavud, right? What do you mean? Why you tell me the house, there's no roof over him? Why don't you say lavud to say the whole thing is closed? Says the Gemara, come on, you bring a raya from there. V'idach, shiny hilchas tuma, dahachi gemir lu. No. The fact that we don't say lavud to render the ceiling as completely closed, that's a special din by tuma. Just because the din by tuma is we won't say lavud, doesn't mean that by a sukkah you don't say lavud. Maybe by the middle of the schach of a sukkah you do say lavud. So comes along the Ran in the Rishonim and the Aruch Laner and the Achronim, and they're bothered. Why? What's the svara taka not to say lavud by a schach? If you say lavud by the walls, why wouldn't you say lavud by the schach? So the Ran says like this. So the Ran says that maybe all of the other halacha lemoshe misinais, all the other halacha lemoshe misinais, what are the other ones? Good asik, good achis, pitik, well, maybe that's not a good example. Good achis, good asik, and what's the other one? The other one is good achis, good asik, and dofen akuma. So those are all halachas in walls. So the Ran says, maybe there's a svara to say, not a svara, but maybe the halacha l'moshe misinai that teaches me that just like dofen akuma is a legit wall. Like when the wall goes into the ceiling, it's a legit wall. Dofen akuma is a legit wall. Or gurachis, gurasik is a legit wall. Or pitik or yorid v'sosem is a wall. We're going to learn later in today's daf that the ceiling might come down and is considered to be a good wall. So all those halachas, halachas in the walls. So lavud can teach me that a wall that's 2.9 tefachim away from the schach, we move the wall over and it's as if the wall is right next to the schach. That lavud could teach me. But to tell me that lavud within the schach itself tells me that a hole of 2.9 tefachim is like it's like there's no hole there, it's lavud, it's considered to be one long continuum, maybe that lavud can't tell me. That's the Ran. Ran says like that. The Aruch Laner says slightly differently. Not slightly differently, completely differently. The Aruch Laner says differently. The Aruch Laner says, when does Lavud make sense? Lavud makes sense if you have 2.9 tefachim, the schach is away from the wall, 2.9 tefachim. So Lavud teaches me the wall is right next to the schach. Fine. Lavud can move the wall over to the schach. But wait a second. If you have 2.9 tefachim of airspace throughout your entire sukkah, right? Yeah, you have a whole row of two point. You have airspace going down the middle of your sukkah. You have a right sukkah and a left sukkah. They're both pasul, and there's 2.9 tefachim airspace. So what are you going to tell me? Move the schach over. If you move the schach over, then you got airspace on the other side. What'd you accomplish by moving the schach over? If you move the wall over, that's okay. That's a kosher sukkah. But if you move the schach over, you still got airspace on the other side. So what are you going to say? Oh, I'll move it back that way. Well, if you move it back that way, then you got airspace in the middle. That's why you can't say lavud. One shita holds, well, you don't say lavud. The other shita holds, no. Lavud means you view the whole thing as like as like it's blocked off. It's like love would means we view it as if it's filled in. If you view the airspace as if it's filled in, so then there's no difference whether love is on the side or love it in the middle. It's filled in. The halach of love, it says, is as if we treat it halachically as if the whole thing is filled in with schach kasher. So if it's all filled in with schach kasher, so then that would be a different story. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We're having too much fun today. We got to continue. Says the Gemara. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Bayis Shenivchas V'sichich Al Gabov. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi said a drasha. If the middle of your living room falls in and you put schach on it, k'sheira. It's kosher v'din dofen akuma. Amal lafan of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel said, Rebbe, parish. You got to explain. Is it 4 amos away from the wall or is it not 4 amos away from the wall? Kach pirish abba. My father explained, 4 amos psula. If it's more than 4 amos away from the wall, it's possible. Pachas me'ab amos k'sher. But if it's less than 4 amos, then it's kosher. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, abruma sharia. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi said another drasha. These type of small fish that often have tiny treif fish get attached to it, sharia, it's mutter. I'm in the front of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi, parish, you have to explain what you're saying. Kach omar abba. Shemakom ploni asura. Shemakom ploni uteris. It depends. If these small fish swim in a place where the tray fish get attached to it, then you're not allowed to eat it because you can't see these minuscule tray fish. But if it swims in a place where the tray fish don't get attached to it, then it's kosher. Interestingly, he didn't explain because he was teaching to the people of his town, and in his town, all those small fish were kosher. But Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said to me, you never know, people might learn from you to apply it elsewhere. So you got to explain the reason for what you're saying so people don't misapply it elsewhere. This is also connected to my Rebbe. Remember a couple of years ago, there was this whole to-do whether you're allowed to drink the water in New York State because there's small little animals in the water. Or when you're checking, you have to check your lettuce for bugs. So they were telling us that we couldn't eat the lettuce because I checked it for bugs. No. There were such small bugs, you can't even see the bugs. Well, if you can't see them, so my Rebbe Rav Mordechai Willer calls, if you can't see the bugs, then there's no problem with eating the bugs. If you can't see them, they're so minuscule. I mean, the Torah wasn't given to Malachi Asharis. How in the world are you supposed to get rid of the bug if you can't see it? If you can't see it, it's like it's not there. Anyway, microscopic. You can only see it under the microscope. My Rebbe holds no problem to eat the bugs that you can only see under a microscope. When you're not expected to take every piece of lettuce and put it under a microscope. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ki hod amar abaye hait sachanta de bav nahara. There's certain fish, small fish, in the river called the Bav River. Sharia, it's mutter, my timer. Ilim misham deridife maya, vahai dog tame came into less like chot hashedra, lo matzi kaim. If it's because the rivers, the waters of the Bav River flow very quickly, so these small tame fish can't survive there because they don't have scales. Vahokachazina de kai, what do you mean? But we see these small tray fish do exist even where the rivers flow very strongly. Elamishim demaliche mayim. Maybe it's because the water is salty. The high dog tummy came to less they kill fake because it doesn't have scales. Lo matzikai, it can't survive in the salt water. Vachazim the kai, says that can't be the reason. We see this tray fish exists in the salt water. Elamishim de lo marbim tinayu. Dog tummy. Because the dirt of that Bav River does not. Raise is not good for the tray fish, so the tray fish don't exist there. Amaravina v'ha'ina d'shavchein har Esan and har Gamda l'hasam. Ravina says, but nowadays that the river Esan and the river Gamda flow into that Bav River Asira because they bring with them the tray fish from elsewhere. Itma, we learned in the Beis Medrash, sikechal gabeach sadra. If you put schach on top of these porches. So a lot of these homes would have these porches that come out of the top. So you have 4 amah long porches on 3 sides, and you put schach on top of the porch. So we said before, if it's more than 4 amahs away from the houses, it's no good. Because you only see dofen akuma up until 4 amahs. But now we're saying something different. So if these porches had beams coming down from them, so then it's gevaldik. Kshera, it's a kosher sukkah, because the beams coming down are the walls of the sukkah. Ein la pitzimin. However, if it doesn't have beams, okay. Now we have machlokas abayin rav. Abayi omar kshera rav rav psula. Abai says the sukkah is nevertheless kosher, even though it's more than 4 amos away. It's kosher. The Gemara is going to ask in tomorrow's daf, well, then how come the Mishnah said it's not kosher? Okay, we're going to get to that. Abai Amar Ksheir of Raman Pesuah. Why? Why did Abai say the sukkah is kosher? A new halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Amrinam, we say we had this in Shabbos and Erevin. P tikra yored v'sosem. That the beam at the edge of the porch, we view that as coming straight down and it makes an imaginary wall. Unbelievable. According to this logic, Rabbo said, the Gemara is going to ask in a second, if you have a gazebo, which has a schach roof, and you have four beams on the four sides, and you have four poles, it's a kasher sukkah with no walls. The sukkah is kasher with no walls. Why? Because the beam on top, on the four sides on top, is viewed as if it comes right down. Pitikra yored v'sosim. Unbelievable. Chedush Abaye. Pitikra yored v'sosim. V'rava Amar, what are you talking about? Basically, you tell me the sukkah doesn't need walls at all? Rava Amar, psula. Lo amrin pitikra yored v'sosim. We don't say the svar of pitikra yored v'sosim. What are you talking about? That the beam on top is viewed that it comes straight down? So a sukkah on top of these porches is no way kosher. Amalei Rava La Abaye, so Rava asked against Abaye, L'didoch ta'amris pi tikra yored v'sosim. You who hold that there's a fourth halachal motion, right? We had Gurachis and Gurasik, Dofen Akuma, Lavud, and now we have a fourth halachal motion m'sinai. Pi tikra yored v'sosim. That you just have a roof that's enough, the edge of the roof comes down and makes an imaginary wall. Amalei Rava La Abaye, L'didoch ta'amris pi tikra yored v'sosim. You who hold that the roof, the beam of the roof comes down and makes a wall. Afilu hifchis dofen emtsa'i. So what do you want to tell me? You have a sukkah that has three walls. Now you're going to destroy the middle wall of the three-wall sukkah. So you say, oh, I have two walls. No problem. Pi tikra yored v'sosim. So what happened to that halacha that you need three walls? Baloney, you don't need three walls. You need two walls. And the third one, or you need no walls. But you mean to tell me that if you have two walls, now the third wall fell down? No problem. P tikra yored v'sosim. You really have a third wall there. What are you talking about? Don't we learn that you need to have at least two walls plus a tefach, right? You need three walls. So what do you tell me? The whole halacha, three walls, in the garbage. So Amar Leh, Abai said back to Rava, no. I agree to that. I agree that a sukkah needs walls. Amar Leh, Abai said back to Rava, Modina lach bahahi dehavale kemavayam afulash. I agree by the case of a sukkah that's out in the field in the middle of nowhere. Abai says, I'm not going to hold pi tikra yored v'sosim where members of a Rishus HaRabim can walk straight through. There's two ways to understand this line of the Gemara. Dehavale kemavayam afulash. There's two ways to understand it. Either the pshat is, what do you mean dehavale kemavayam afulash? So, there's two ways to understand it. Either the pshat is that we're afraid if we would permit that as a sukkah, so people are going to come to permit a mavi mefulash. That's the Pnei Yeshua says. They were gozer that it looks like a mavi mefulash. Maybe people are going to come to allow you to carry in a mavi mefulash if that's a good sukkah. The Aruch Laner says no. What the Gemara means according to the Aruch Laner says that because of the fact that this sukkah is open up into the rabbim, anybody can walk straight through it. There's no privacy whatsoever, so it's not a kosher sukkah. The only reason Abai permitted it in a chatzer is because you're surrounded on the backside by houses on three sides. Since you have the houses on three sides, so we allow pi tikra yored v'sosim in such a case, because it's a private area anyway. But if it would be out in the open, so we wouldn't say. Strange svara. Very difficult svara, but that's what the Gemara says. Abai would agree to have kamavi mufulosh. A regular sukkah in the middle of your backyard, and there's no houses on all sides, so if you only have two walls and you want to use p-ticker for the third one, you wouldn't say p-ticker. Says the Gemara. Lema Abai v'Rava plukta Rava Shmuel k'miflgei. Let us say that Abai and Rava, about this issue of p-ticker, are exactly arguing about the same thing that Rav and Shmuel argued about, which we learned together in Shabbos and in Erevin. What do we learn? To Itmai, we learned about a gazebo. Achsadra bibika. If you have a gazebo sitting in the middle of a wide open field. A gazebo. What's a gazebo? You have a roof, and you have four beams on the four corners of the roof. Is that a Rishus HaYachid? Are you allowed to carry in that thing? Well, where are the walls? Ah, no problem. You know where the walls are? P Tikra, Yorid Vesosim. Says the Gemara, De Idmach, Sadra Bibika, Rav Amamutal Tata Bakulo. Rav says you're allowed to carry in the Achsadra. You're allowed to carry in the whole gazebo. What do you mean? You're in the middle of a field. You're only allowed to carry four amos. No. It has walls around it. Where are the walls? I don't see the walls. Says the Gemara, Rav Amamutal Tata Bakulo, Damrin and P Tikra, Yorid Vesosim. Rav says, we say P Tikra, Yorid Vesosim. It's like you got walls. As long as you got a ceiling, you got walls. P Tikra, the beam at the edge of the ceiling comes down. Shmuel Amar, Ein Metaltlin Ba'alav Arba Amos. Shmuel says, no, you're only allowed to carry four amos inside this big gazebo, just like you're only allowed to carry four amos in the field. Delo Amrina P Tikra, Yorid Vesosim. Shmuel says, we don't say P Tikra, Yorid Vesosim. By the way, the Gemara in Erevin, if you remember, says, Shmuel only says you don't say P Tikra, Yorid Vesosim if there are zero walls. But if there's one wall, Shmuel says you would say P'tikr by the other three. If you remember from Seches Erevin, we learned that. Not that I'm such a big shot, I remember. It says it in the notes over here. Erevin Sadi Dalan Amabez. It says that the Shmuel didn't argue in a case of where you have at least one kasher wall. Shmuel agreed we would say P'tikr by such a case. Anyway, so it sounds like the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is exactly the same Machlokas as Rav and Abai over here. Says the Gemara not so fast. Aliba de Shmuel kuli amalopligi. Shmuel, who says that you don't say P'tik or Yorid Vesosim, clearly over here, both Abai and Rava are going to have to say that Shmuel would hold that it would not work by the case of the porches. It would not work. Because he says you don't say P'tik or by the Bika, you certainly wouldn't say P'tik or over here. Why not? Why not? Because here, at least by the case of the gazebo in the middle of the field, the roof is enclosing that area. So you would say P-Tikra to enclose an area. By the case of the porches, P-Tikra, in order for it to work for the sukkah, it's for the area outside of the porch. So if you say P-Tikra does not work where it's enclosing an area, Kal v'chaymer P-Tikra is not working where you want to try to create a sukkah outside the three porches. Because P-Tikra can enclose an area, not necessarily will P-Tikra serve as a wall to enclose an area that's outside of it. Oh. So, Oliva de Shmuel Kalamelo Pligi. Ki Pligi Oliva de Rav. Where are they arguing? They're arguing according to Rav. Abaye ke Rav. Abaye who says P Tikra. Abaye says Rav is like me. Great. Just like Rav says a gazebo is a Rishus HaYachid. So too, Rav will say that you're allowed to use P Tikra by the porch case. Virava Armalach. Rava could say, Rav could even agree to me. Rav Amar Amalach, Rav Amalach, Ad Kan Amar Rav Hasam. The only reason Rav over there said P'tikra does not, I'm sorry, the only reason Rav said over there P'tikra does work, Ela de Mechitzas Lach Sadru Davidi. P'tikra will work over there because there, by the gazebo, the ceiling is enclosing the area that's inside the gazebo. So there you'll say P'tikra to close off an area inside the gazebo. Aval hacha, but Rava says, Rav would agree to me that in the case of making a sukkah on the porches, even Rav would agree we don't say P'tikra. Because P'tikra can enclose an area under the roof. That porch is made for the area underneath the porch. But the area in the sukkah is outside the porch. Maybe Rav would agree you would not say P'tikra as far as the area outside the porch. Aval hacha, delav lahachi avidi. This porch is made to enclose the area underneath it, not the area outside of it. Aval hacha, lav lahachi avide, lo. See, even Rav would agree that we would not say P'tikra. P'tikra means that a wall is considered to be enclosing an area inside the roof. But not that P'tikra would mean that it's a good wall as far as the area outside the porch, outside the roof, under the schach. There we would not say P'tikra. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7:20. Have a great day. You're very welcome. Reb Zalman, have an awesome day. Tovia, great to have you with us.